Okay, today's Sotah Daf Gimel. We are on Beis on the Beis. Well, we'll find it in a minute. Learn today's Daf for Chusru Shleima Shidun Tzidun Perim Mordechai Ben Mali Avigayel Bas Nechtamalik Avon Ben Kehla Sarachai Bas Lehi Avigayel. Today's Daf is sponsored by the Norensberg family, the Zeche Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shol Pinchas Shalom Shad Avon Aliyah. Okay, so we are on Beis on the Beis by, I believe, Amar Bichanina Ben Surah, which is right. Or between Misura, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines in the bottom. Amar Rabbi Chanina Misura, Lo Lema Inish Leitise. A person should not say to his wife Bismanazeh in today's day and age, which usually means after the Chorban, Lo Tisteri Vahade Ploni. Do not seclude yourself with so and so. Reason being, Dilma Kaimalon Kerb Yosi Rabbi Huda, because maybe the halacha is in accordance with Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, who says the Amar Kinoi Chal Al Pi Atzmo. The Kinoi is valid even if it's done by the husband, right? So it would be to be choshesh that maybe that Kinoi was valid, and then she will violate the Kinoi Umistatra, and then she'll have go into Stira, which according to Rabbi Yosi Yehuda would have to then be with two Edim. Vileka ha'idna meisota l'mivtika. And today's day and age, we don't have the meisota to check her whether or not she's tahora, because we don't have the beis hamikdash. V'ka'asala ilave isura da'olam. And therefore, you would end up becoming usher to her forever, because you can't check. So first of all, b'zman hazeh, even if you don't pass on Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, so don't do kinoi be'edim either. Just, no matter who the sheet is, don't do kinoi, because you're going to have, why only going to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? But also, why are we choshesh Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? First of all, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is not in our Mishnah. He's in the Brice, so we usually go going into, and he's the Yachid. I don't understand why we're choshesh Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. So I think the only reason why we're choshesh Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is because they actually, the Gemara deals with him a lot. So oftentimes, when the Klalim and Psak, if you deal with a Shita, there's more of a chash that that's who you're looking to paskin like. But that's what Rabbi Chanina Misura says. Don't say Bizman Azed, his Tari Behade Ploni. Okay. Amar Reish Lakish, Ma Lashon Kinoi. What is the word Kinoi that's written in the Torah mean? Right, if you remember the first Rashi on the Masechta, when it said Hamikane, it says Lishna Dekra Nakat Bekanat Ishta Ulekama Begemari Befarish Ma Lashon Kinoi. Later on the Gemara is explained what Lashon Kinoi is. This is later on in the Gemara. So Ma Lashon Kinoi. What does it mean the Kinoi when it comes to his wife? Right. So. Reish Lakish says it's davar hamatil kino beino levein acherim. It's something that creates jealousy or anger between her and between others. Okay, alma ksavar, because accordingly Reish Lakish must hold that kinoi al pi atzmo is why we choshesh, because kinoi is al pi atzmo. You don't need edim like Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore when he is mekane her, when he does kinoi to her. It by this, you know, privately between her and him, kule amalo yada de konile. Nobody knows that kinoi took place. Va amri, and they will say, my de kama de kabadala. Why is she not speaking to us? Va atulim evi kina bahada. And it's going to end up being kina between her and other people. I find this very difficult. Number one, what kinoi means is that you can't be secluded with so and so. So someone's going to say, oh, I can't believe this woman's not secluding with me. Meaning she really should seclude with her? It's an isser. Now they have seclusion anyway. Just because he's, even if there's no kinoi, there's no heter for kinoi. So how is it going to be matel kino beinela beina between her and others? Because the people are now jealous that she's not having yichud with them? Secondly, okay, so the first moment that she doesn't do it, and after that everybody knows. So it's just that momentarily time where she doesn't have, I guess, yichud. So I don't understand what that means, that how it's meitel kina, because it's meitel kina by the fact that she's not miyachi, because that's what kinoi does. I don't know, so maybe you could say that she used to talk to people. I mean, she's not supposed to be talking to men to begin with. I mean, that's not, that's
I
just...
I think that's the point. If you're talking to men, you have to bring to kinoi. The fact that you talk to men, you have a relationship because you're talking to men.
Right.
You can bring to being, it would result in...
So therefore...
He seems to feel that she's going to be...
She didn't
feel herself above others, and that's why they're
going to
hate her.
Yeah, but they just sort of minimize. She didn't talk to men?
Right.
I know every rabbi gets up and tells you you're not supposed to have texting conversations, any of these type of conversations with members of the opposite sex. And I get if there's a woman in the shul who doesn't talk to me, I don't feel jealousy.
You're not a soti if you do that.
I understand that, but she's not a soti either.
The care part is only it's
only she's on the verge of being a soti. Well, Kimmy, she's not on the verge.
But wait, so you say
that's the soti part is based on the fact that she has a problem with what's going on.
Correct. So by so you're the so I tell you my wife I tell you don't have kinoy don't seclude yourself be yichud which is usher to begin with him and now he's going to be upset at you he's not supposed to be it's not supposed to be miyachud with you anyway
right here.
I understand that okay v'rav yemer bar rabbi shalmaya mishmeid abay amar and rav yemer says what does kinoy mean. It's davar hamatil kinah beino lebeino. It creates, a bad relationship between the two of them. This is what I get. Al makasavar kinah al pishnayim. Abayim must hold that kinah al pishnayim because the jealousy or the anger is created. The strife is between the husband and wife. So therefore, it's not between her and anybody else because everybody knows kula amu yado the kanile. Everyone knows that they did kinah because two edim have, everyone knows about two edim. The Yehuda also may be kinah b'hadah, and therefore the jealousy is just going to be between the jealousy or the kas is just going to be it's just going to be between him and her that he's going to be she's going to be upset at him that he was close to her. I don't think she should be upset at him also in the first case. If
what are you bringing Adam over here? All of a sudden, you said kinah is even the husband.
No. That's a machlokus.
So it's
a machlokus. So one is holding like. Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yemar is holding like Rav Yeshua and Rav Eliezer. That's a machlokus. They each allowed to take a side as to whether or not kinoy is with edim or kinoy is even by an individual. If only the husband himself can do it. Okay, Al Makasavri, the Asolik Kanos. So these Amoraim that say that kinoy creates kas and kina and anger, they must hold that it's not supposed to do kina. You're not supposed to do kinoy. Remember, we said that goes back to the beginning of Gemara, which says that it sounds like it's a lashon b'di'eved. So l'man damar mutar lekanos, but there is a man damar says it's permissible to do kinoy. So what does he hold the definition of kinoy means? Mahu l'shon kinoy. So it's not the lashon of creating anger or strife. So amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak in kinoy el lashon hasra. Kinoy means warning. He's warning her. V'cheinu omer, and so it says this is the pasuk in Yoel Perek Beis. Before he's about to send the big plague of locusts that come to eat up everything in Eretz Yisrael, it says Vayikane Hashem la'artzo vayachvol alamo. So it's at the Kadosh Baruch Hu sort of warned. He's Vayikane the arbe the locusts that they should not destroy the land anymore. So you see the kinoy can be explained also in a lesson of warning in Hasra. Okay, Tanya. Hayah Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir, which it's interesting, the Gemara here sort of goes back and forth. Like every line goes back and forth between Agadah and Halacha. It's not like usually you have an Agadah portion. This is the Agadah interspersed within the Halacha. It's sort of
easing ourselves back to Nazar and Yudar, which had nothing, in the next
right.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's very, very slow.
Maybe. Tanya, Hayah Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir, which used to, was wont to say, Adam over Arveir B'Seser, an individual does a sin in secret, in private, and no one else knows about it. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu machris la begoiloi. In the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make it known. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to mefarsim it to Rabim, like this woman, sort of like this woman who did the, who she was a prutzah, she was mazan of a seser, she did, secretly with this other man. And in the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the husband in his heart to feel and to be to kinoy, and then everything comes out, and in the end, everyone does a big public display. It's a whole big public display. Now, how does that work? Shanah Mars, the pasuk says in Sota, the avar alav ruach kina. The pasuk completes v'kinas ishto v'hi nitma. So it says v'ein ave. So it says v'avar alav ruach kina v'ein avera el lashon hachrosa. And the word avar is avera, which is from the lashon of announcement. I'm making a voice loud. K'mo Shanah Mars, it says in Shmos v'yitzav Moshe v'yaviru kol b'machane. V'yaviru kol. You see, lashon avara is announcement. So therefore, here it says v'avar to hint to us that a Kadosh Baruch Hu puts into the husband this Ruach Kina in order that he will be Ma'avir Kol, in order that he will announce it. So that's what she does to say. So in the end, it becomes announced. Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish says, Ein Adam over Avera, a person does not violate or commit a sin, Ela imkein nichnas bo ruach shtus, unless a ruach shtus, I don't know, we translate it, enters him, unless he's not himself. Something from out of him enters him in order to, for him to, you know, use your person on the straight and narrow. Why would he commit a sin? Must be nichnas bo ruach shtus, and Amar, as the pasuk says by Sota, ish ki siste ishto. So tis, right? And we can say, you can also read, there's no nekudos over the shin. Is it a shin or a sin? So you can say tiste ishto, and the drasha is tishte ksiv. It's with a shin, which can also mean shtus. And therefore, what? The Yitzhar is outside of you. That's what he's saying. That's exactly what he's saying. It has to be nichnas bo ruach shtus. Okay, so now the Gemara now goes back to discussing the din, the ne'emanus of an eid ethod who's made on the tumah. Remember, the Mishnah had talked about whether you need eidim for the kinoy, whether you need eidim for the stira. What happens if there's one eid who says, well, she actually had the relationship after kinoy and the stira, she actually says that one eid says she actually had the relationship, she had relations with this man. So they don't do the sota process anymore. Do you or do you not do the sota process anymore? Then she automatically usher to her husband. Is it done? Because does that end? Is that end the game? So Tana the Beis Rabbi Shmuel. So learned in Tana a Brisa and the Beis Medrash Rabbi Shmuel. Miplei ma ha'emina Torah eid echad b'sota. Why did the Torah believe one witness to testify that she was nitmeya, that there was actually relations that went on by the sota? Why sheraglay ledavar? Because the item has legs. This is the connection to the end of Nazir. We're talking about Raglayim Udavar. She Raglayim Udavar, to say that she was Nitmeh, because she Rekinala, the husband did Kinoi, and therefore he warned her. Vinistera, nevertheless, she still had Stira. Eid Echad made she Nitmeh. And then when eight comes, there's enough circumstantial evidence for us to now believe that for the Ne'emanus of the Eid Echad to be enough to validate the claim. Okay, so the Gemara says. So now the Gemara is. Whoever machlok with the matzah machlokas, according to this mandamar one, according to this mandamar two, that doesn't matter. He says that eid echad. Rabbi Shmuel says that eid echad by the tuma is sufficient. Once you have a valid kinoi and a valid stira in accordance with any shita, then one eid tuma would be sufficient. Amalei Rapapa Abaye. So Rapapa says to Abaye, wait a second, you're telling me the whole thing is Raglayim Udavar because you have Kinoi, Stira, and then Tumah. But just look at the Pasuk. Hak Siva Kinoi, Basar Stira V'Tumah Hudiksiv. The word Kinoi, the idea of the Kinoi, is in the Psukim, is stated after the Stira, the Tumah. The Psukim go as follows. It says, it's right, let's find the Pasuk. So here it is. It says, you know, by the way, Arshel Moshe Lemor, Dar Rav Neisav, Martaleim, Ish, Ishki, Tiste, Ishto, Umal, Umal, Veshachav, Isho, Sa, Shikva, Zera. He had relations, that's a Tumah. Venela, Me'ene, Isha, Venistera, and she had Stira, Venitma. Then the next Pasuk says, Va'avrala, Vrua, Kidda, Vikinas, Ishto. So the Kinoi seems, in the Pasukim, are out of order. The Kinoi, it seems to be backwards. So you're telling me that the Raglayim Udavar, the whole thing, I don't know if it's a question just on the Raglayim Udavar, it's a question on the whole process. The question on the whole process. The Kinoi is written in the Torah after the Maisa Stira and the Eid was Tumah. So it's mashma that the Eid, I think you can ask, it's mashma, the Eid is believed even beforehand, even without Kinoi. It's also mashma, the whole thing's out of order. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Leh, what is it? But when the Pasuk says, Va'avar Alav Ruach Kina, which is the Lashon of the Kinoi, that means Ukvar Avar. Already he had the kinah beforehand. In other words, it goes back even further. She was Nistara and she was Matame. V'avralav ruach kinah, and it's in a situation where he already had ruach kinah before this took place. So that's why it's in order. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Elamayat, you're saying v'avar means or it already happened. So let me bring you a quote from a Gemara where v'avralav, if you say the word avar already happened, makes absolutely no sense. Where is that? This is by the Tanai. That Moshe gave to Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven if they wanted to keep the east bank, meaning the country of Jordan, right? So that's part of ours also. Okay, if they wanted to keep the just for clarification purposes, if they wanted to keep the east bank, then they would have to come and deal and be part of the war. The pasuk says, "Va'avar lachem kol chalutz," and avar every soldier, until they capture it. So Hachanan Ba'avar means, and they already in the past, no, Ba'avar Lav here means, and you will go in the future. Not Ba'avar Lav already happened, it makes no sense that way. So Gemara says, Yehinachanami, look at the context. Does it make sense? Does it not make sense? So he says, Hasam, in the Pasuk of Tanai B'nei Gam, Ruvain, Ba'avar means different, Midiksiv, because the Pasuk then continues, it says, Ba'avar Alav, Raikachol Kalutz, right, the Pasuk is Ba'avar Lachem Kol Kalutz, it's a Yard of Nei Hashem, Ad Harisho, it's a Yvav, Mipanahav. And then it says, "V'nichbasha aretz of Hashem va'achar tashuvu," and they will capture the land, and then you'll return. So you clearly, in the context, you're talking about something that's going to happen, not something that already happened. So elahacha. So, but here in the parsha of Sota, isak adaita kedeksive. If you think the avar Allah means afterwards, so it's the order that's written in the psukim is the real order. So isak adaita kedeksive, basar tuma v'stira kinu emily. So she has Stira and Tuma, what does Kina even do with it? She was already Vinistira, she was already Vinitmai. What does Kina? Kina only makes sense if it's done in advance. Because otherwise there's no impact in the Kinoi, because everything's already done. So Tana Debe Rabbi Yishmael. And I guess again, another Tana Debe Rabbi Yishmael. Ein Adam Mekanel Ishto. A person does not do Kinoi to his wife. Ela Imkein Nichnasa Abba Ruach. Unless he gets some sort of feeling, some sort of spirit, some sort of wind enters him, that he would go do that. And we learn that from the pasuk, "Va'avar alav ruach kina v'kinas ishto." He has to get this feeling, this ruach kina. Or he could be a nasty guy, or she really could have done it. You know, that could be part of it also. But it has to get this spirit to come into you. So my ruach, what does ruach mean? Rabbanan amri ruach tuma. He gets a ruach tuma, which I guess maybe it comes from the Yetzirah or from the Satan. They wants to make him do an avera that he should be bother his wife and cause this kina. Rav Ashi Amar Ruach Tahara. Nah, guys, he has high moral values and he doesn't want to be involved with any of this, with this pritza. That's the pritza that causes him to do the kina. So the Gemara says, "Mustaber the Amar Ruach Tahara," and it makes more sense that the ruach that enters him is a high level spiritual ruach that enters him. The Tanya, because we learn in a brisa about the following pasuk. What does it mean? What does it mean? Halachically, there's no difference. No, there is no difference halachically. But what does it mean? Let's finish the Gemara. So, v'kinas ishto ruach tahara. The tiny v'kinas ishto. That's a rishus. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says v'kinas ishto means he's permitted to. He doesn't have to. He's permitted to do kinoi. Why not? Don't do kinoi. There's never a problem.
If it was after the in your mind, you know that she already did this stuff.
Right. No, you don't know she did anything. You know she's secluded. She knows that she secluded herself with somebody. Why not? Where's the edus? Where's the edus that she had a relationship? No, where's the edus that she had a relationship? Kino is beforehand. That's what we just did in the psukim. Kino is beforehand. It says, "Ruach the time of a kinas isto." That's a reshus. Right. The Torah doesn't come to tell you that you're obligated to do kinoi. That rather, if you see your wife doing something and you want to warn her, you may. That's Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva, Omer Kiva says, no, chofa. That if you see your wife who's nisteris and others, you have this obligation to be mekanahar. Now, v'i amart bishlama ruach tahara shapir. Now, this machlokis, whether you have a rishus or a chiyuv, if it's ruach tahara, that's it, I understand why he has this. Eli I amart, if you hold like the Rabbanan, who said that the ruach that causes her, that causes him to do kinah, is ruach tumma, it's a ruach tumma. So Rishus v'chova la'ayule the inner ruach tumah menafshei. So wait, so they're arguing about whether or not he's permitted or obligated to follow this Rishus of tumah. He wants to do something bad, and you're talking about whether he has a Rishus or a chov to do this bad thing. Must be that the ruach that enters him is a ruach tahara. And now they're arguing as to whether or not he has permission or an obligation to act upon that ruach. Fine. Okay, so now the Gemara goes back. We just mentioned that there's a series of machlokas in Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel as to whether or not you are, if you have this any circumstantial evidence, are you obligated or are you just permitted to do kinoi to your wife? The Gemara is now going to also bring down that it seems to be machlokas or shitasam. There are two other places in Shas the Gemara's Bryce is going to bring down where they have the same machlokas as to whether or not it's an obligation or a reshus to do what is listed. Okay. Gufa, v'kina es ishto, his makna, his imakana, his isha, reshus, that's permitted. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, those are the words of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Omer Chover, Rabbi Kiva says it is an obligation. Fine. So now another machlokas regarding tumah of the kohanim to their relatives. The kohanim are also to be mitame mes, but there's a heter for them to be mitame to their relatives. If there's a machlokas by this as well, the pasuk says ulach hasoha b'sula, right? La yitama, to her he becomes tame. So what does la yitama mean? Rishus dear Rabbi Shmuel. Rishmal says that he has a permission to become, the Kohen has permission to become Tamei to his Krovim, to his relatives. Rabbi Kiva Omer Chova, he is obligated to become Tamei, to deal with his Krovim. The last Tosos points out, so if it's a Rishus of the Chova, what's the Nafkamino? He says, but Nafkamino, Osek B'mitzvah. We always say Osek B'mitzvah, Patam B'mitzvah. So, I don't know, maybe he's Osek in something else. If he's Osek in one mitzvah, and maybe it's a Rishus, he doesn't have to stop. If it's a Chova, maybe he would have to stop. And also he says, or Litamoso Balkarcho im lo yirtze litmos. Let's say he says, I don't want to become Tamei, I want to continue doing the Avoda. So if it's a Rishus, okay, so you continue doing the Avoda, you let somebody else deal with it. If it's a Chova, then you have to take him off, you have to stop doing the Avoda, come down and be Metapa with the Mace. That's Machlokas number one. That's Machlokas number two. Machlokas number three is Lagabe and Eved Kenani. The Torah says, right, Nachaltem, O son of Nech Mechrech, and Resh Zachuza, La Olam Behem Tavotu. They forever shall work for you. So the Pasuk says, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Rishus, that the Goyim, this is talking about the Goyim from, not from the seven nations of Eretz Canaan, but Goyim from the seven nations of Eretz Canaan, we must wipe out and destroy. He says, Olam Tavotu is Rishus, that, you don't have to have them as your slaves, but it's mutter, it's what does it mean, Rishus? I think Rishus means that it's mutter also to it's mutter also to free them. It's you're permitted to keep them forever, you're also permitted to free them. You're allowed to, you don't have to free them. Right, Rabbi Shmuel says, that's Rabbi Shmuel. The Rabbi Kiva Omer Chova. It's a Chova for them to work for you forever. You are forbidden from freeing them. Okay. So Amalei Rabbi Papa Abaye. So Rabbi Papa says to Abaye, V'amri la Rabbi Masarshi la Rava. And some say Rabbi Masarshi says to Rava, Lema, so let them argue all the time. Lema, Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Kiva, v'chol tor kula hachi pligi. Then all the commandments, they make this argument. Demar Mershlus, Demar Machova. I don't know what the Havamim is. Basically say is that all the mitzvahs are say, Rabbi Shmuel's will say it's a Rishus, making Kiddush. That's Rishus. Well, I mean, well, that's a bad example because that's a bad example. But, you know, wearing tzitzis, that's on the four cornered garment. That's a Rishus. It's a Chova. What does it mean Rabbi Shmuel is going to hold B'chol Torah? Look at Rashi, B'chol Torah, swords in the middle. B'chol Asei Shabbat Torah. I think Rashi says that's a rhetorical question. He says, Im Kain, Ain lecha mitzvah say to Rabbi Shmuel Chova. Then you have no mitzvah to say to Rabbi Shmuel. So it must be. So he says. So the answer is ain lechanami. He holds that everything is mitzvah to say. But here is drushes and psukim. These three examples are going to be drushes and psukim, which obviously now we're going to go through the drushes and psukim, which I have to tell you I'm not really clear on where you get these drushes from. But he says amalei hacha b'kra pligi. Here it's a machlokas in the psukim. Tosos is an interesting question because he says, okay, so Rabbi Shmuel now has these three mitzvos that are now rishus. So where does he get 613? Right, he says, Tema l'Rebbe, ki les l'hu ha'da amar b'shalit masechas makos sheish meyos v'yud gimel mitzvos nemer l'mosh misinai v'chili Rabbi Shmuel da amar rishus b'chal l'hu. According to Rabbi Shmuel, who says that these are three are rishus, he just knocked off three.
You know what that doesn't mean?
I know. Right, Ola Rabbi Kiva tvei. So the answer is easy. Number one, either he doesn't hold like that thing in there, or he has three others that Rabbi Kiva doesn't have. All the Monei mitzvos, you go through the Monei mitzvos, they don't have the same list. There's 613. Everyone agrees there's 613. It's the machlokas as to which of the 613. So, yeah, Rasag and the Mahag and the Smak and the Smag and the Rambam and the Ramban. So maybe Rabbi Shmuel has a different list. So I'm not so clear what the question is. Okay. Fine. So now the Gemara is going to explain those three cases. So we have three cases where Rabbi Shmuel says, Rishus Rekiva says Chova. Case number one is by Kinoi. Case number two is by La Yitama. And case number three is by Olam Nehem Tavodu. So number one, Mekines Ishto Rishus. That is a Rishus. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Those are the words of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Omer Chova. So my time is Rabbi Shmuel. What's the reason? It says, Mekines Ishto, why does Rabbi Shmuel say that it is a Rishus? Savar Laki HaTana. He holds that the following Tana. Well, he is a Tana. Desanya, because we have the Brice that says, Rabbi Lezer B'Yakov Omer. Rabbi Lezer B'Yakov says, Klapei, which I think means after. Klapei She'amar Torah Lo Tisna Sachicha B'Vavecha. The Torah tells you elsewhere, you're not allowed to harbor any ill feeling or ill will towards any of your fellow Jews. Right? You're not supposed to hate them. Right? So Yachol Kigonzo. Maybe I would think, also by the Sota, that we're warned by this by a man who sees his wife violate this whatever halacha is violating, and she has yichud that he shouldn't be able to do anything to it because he shouldn't hate her. So Talmud Lomar, therefore, the pasuk comes to teach us va'avar alav ruach kina v'kinas ishto, that you are permitted. You don't have to be choshesh for the iser of lotisna sachicha v'vecha, and therefore the Torah gave you because you would have thought the Torah would ask you. Therefore, the Torah comes and permits you to do it. So Rabbi Kiva, so Rabbi Kiva has a good drasha. Rav Kiva, the Torah says, "Lotisna sachicha v'vavecha," and so you're not allowed to harbor any ill feeling. Comes the pasuk to tell you, no, you're permitted to do kinoi. Ah, so Rav Kiva, what do you do? Isn't that a valid drasha? Why do you say it's not an obligation? Because Rav Kiva says, "Kinoi achrina ksiv." We've mentioned kinoi multiple times in the pasuk. Again, if you go back to the psukim, it says, "Va'avralav ruach kina v'kinas ishto v'hinit meya." Oh, Avra Lav Ruach Kina, V'kines Ishto V'hilo Nitma. Why does it say, it says Ruach Kina V'kines Ishto, and she was not, and it turns out that she was not Nitma. Or it was Ruach Kina V'kines Ishto V'hilo, sorry, first one was V'hi Nitma, the second was V'hilo Nitma. But the words, V'kines Ishto, appear twice. So why is it appearing twice? So he says, Kino Etzina Ksiv, therefore, one is to teach me that it's Rishus, and one to tell me that not only you're permitted, you're obligated. The second, you have two, you can make two drushas. So now Rabbi Shmuel, it says V'kines Ishto twice. So one should be for Rishus, one should be for Chova. So now that comes, this is the little Shitasa of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is going to hold that when the Torah it is the Shitasa of Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Kiva is medayik even on the crowns of the Torah. Rabbi Shmuel is a little more lenient on the words. So Rabbi Shmuel holds that if the Pasuk is coming to teach us a new thing, it will oftentimes repeat stuff that we already know. And we're not going to learn anything out from the repetitiveness. That's just the Lashon. But once it's already teaching us something, then it'll just continue with saying stuff. So here also, it's ideal mikhtav v'hi nitma v'hi lo nitma. The two times it says v'kines ishto is one is v'hi nitma, she did have relations, and one is v'hi lo nitma, she didn't have relations. So it's already teaching us something new from v'hi nitma v'hi lo nitma. So therefore, it's going to say v'kines ishto in both cases. We're not going to learn anything after v'kines ishto. It's just a lush to tell me. It's v'kines ishto v'hi nitma, and it could have said v'kines ishto v'hi nitma v'hi lo nitma. Rabbi Shmuel says, "V'kines ishto v'hinitma, v'kines ishto v'lo nitma." It's not teaching us anything new by the repetition. He says, "Aidi deboy lemikta v'hinitma v'lo nitma ksivnami v'kines ishto." So it writes v'kines ishto a second time. Look at the son of the Rabbi Shmuel, like you learn in the base of Rabbi Shmuel, the ton of Rabbi Shmuel kol parsha the v'nemra v'nishnis. Anytime a parsha or a pasuk is repeated, lo nishnis ella b'shvil davar sheniskadesh ba. It's only repeated for the item that's being learned out new. So here, there's two items. One pasuk is talking about nitma, one pasuk is about lo nitma, but nothing else, you learn out anything else from it. You only learn out the chiddush. You don't start darshaning the psukim that are repetitive. That's Rabbi Shmuel. That's what Rabbi Kiva does. Rabbi Kiva, he's every extra word makes a difference. Rabbi Shmuel, it doesn't. That's machlokes number one. And machlokes number two and three are going to be along the same lines. Machlokes number two is la yitama. This is talking about becoming the obligation or the permission to become tamei to your relatives for a kohen, that's Rishus Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Omer Chova. So my time, Rabbi Shmuel, because he says Aidi Diksiv. It says elsewhere, Amoral Kohenim Bnei Aron Martalein Lenefesh Lo Yitama Be'amav. It already says somewhere else that the kohenim are not allowed to become. It says do not become tamei for anybody. Lenefesh Lo Yitama Be'amav. So then it's Rech Lemichtav Lo Yitama. So therefore, it has to tell you Lo Yitama to be matir that you're allowed to become tamei to the krovim. So Rabbi Kiva says, Lo Yitama is extra. I already know that they're allowed to become tamei to their krovim because it says ki imu she'ero hakarov elav. So what does Lo Yitama come to tell them? So Lo Yitama lamali lechova. That gives me that's an obligation. Then you have to become tamei. So Rabbi Shmuel says, no, la mitame ve'em mitame le'ivarel. It starts with that law means to the sister, love to her, but not to her any of her ivarim. Whether it's erim melechai or even amis, is a machlokas rishonim. So Rabbi Kiva says, okay, if that's the case, so where does Rabbi Kiva learn that it's only la yitama to the full body, not to body parts? So im kain lichto rachman la, it should say la. It should say v'levesh la yitama b'mav kili im shero ulachasalo hakaruva krove love. It should say la. Why does it add the word yitama? So Yitama Lomali, Shema Mina, there's an obligation. Law, Yitama is an obligation. So Rabbi Shmuel says, no. Law is the Chiddush. So Yitama is extraneous. And from the extraneous words, they don't learn anything. I already learned from the word of the Pasuk. I the cost of law, cost of Nami Yitama, Lechtan the Rabbi Shmuel, Lechtan the Rabbi Shmuel, call Parshish, Nemar, Vinishnes, Lonishnes, Elabishfil, Dovish, and Skadishba. Any Parsha or anything that's ever repeated a second time, it's only repeated for that one item that the Torah is giving, teaching us new. But that's the words that repeat. The Yitama here is repeated. You already know Yitama from elsewhere. Why is Yitama repeated? It's repeated because he already mentioned Ba. Okay. Next one. La'olam ahem tavodu. Right? They should always be your servants. That's a Rishus. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Omer Chova. It's an obligation. My time is Rabbi Shmuel. What's the reason, Rabbi Shmuel? Aidi, since Tiksev is a Pasuk in Devarim Perek Chav, Pasuk in Zion. This is Lagabe the Shiva Umos. That were in Eretz Yisrael during the time of the conquering. It says, "Rak me'areya emi ma'ela shar Hashem lekechem losi lecha nachala lo sichayeh kol neshama." You shall not keep any of these people alive. Wipe them out. You have to kill them, right? And therefore, you can't have them as avadim. So therefore, we think that you have to kill everybody. So it's rechnami lemichtov leolam hem tavodu. Therefore, the Torah also writes the olam hem tavodu lemishrei echa mikol ha'umo shebaal kananis. The holy men Ruben Shatarashai Liknoso to come to explain to us that it's mutter to keep as an eved the offspring of a Sheva, a seven nation woman and a non seven nation man. Meaning you go patrilineal descent when it comes to these Goyim. So therefore it comes to teach us that this person who's born from a non seven nation man is a seven nation woman, you're allowed to maintain as a slave. So the Tanya, and now the Gemara's Megaraya, that this case is, the halacha is in fact true, that an Isha Kananis, that the son of an Isha Kananis, of a non-Ish Kananis, is you're allowed to keep alive. This Tanya, Minayin, Le'echam in Umos. How do we know if you have a case of Echam in Umos, which I guess means one of the Umos from outside of Eretz Yisrael?
Seven
Umos. No, not one of the seven Umos. It's Echam and Umos Shabbat al Kananis, who then has relations with one of the seven Umos. Behold, me menu Ben, and they have an offspring, a son. Shatarashai liknoso be'eved. You have to purchase him as an eved. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, V'gam mibnei hatoshavim hagarim imachem mehem tiknu. I don't know how that comes to tell me that, but Dafka is that specific case of. Of a non-seven nation man who has offspring with a seven nation woman. I don't know where you get that from the pasuk. Right, the whole pasuk is. I don't know where that shows that you see that means that the father is from outside of Canaan and the mother is from Canaan. I don't know what the drasha is. So Yachol, so I'm just going to read this because I don't understand the drasha. Yachol av haknani shaba al achas bin umos holmim ben. Maybe even if the father is of a seven nation and he has a child with a non-seven nation woman, shatara shai liknoso be'eved, you're allowed to keep him as an eved as well. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, asher holidu ba'artzechem, right? It's min hanoladim artzechem, only those that are born in the country, velo min hagarim artzechem, not those who live in the country. Again, I don't know. I don't understand. I don't understand the drasha.
I don't understand. If she was a Canaanite or he was from Canaan.
Correct. There's a difference. And I've learned that from Sukkim.
And why would that be a difference?
That's what the Pasuk is telling us. I just don't know. So there's a guy who has. So you can walk in. You walked in. He came. He was there before they walked in. They had the relationship. The child was born. When they walked into Eretz Canaan, there's a child who was from the mixed...
He wasn't a slave yet.
So you, for him, you're permitted to make his a slave.
Yeah, I thought this is talking about the slave, and born while he was a slave, a child was born that you're like keep the slave.
That too. What? So they didn't... Did they kill everybody? Maybe they didn't kill everybody. They're supposed to. But not everyone does what they're supposed to do.
Really?
Okay. So for Rabbi Kiva, again, so I'm just reading this. Rabbi Kiva says, no, I already know that. It says Mehem Tiknu, Nafka. It says already Mehem Tiknu, already learns that. The Pasuk says Mehem Tiknu, that you're permitted, that you have the permission to keep them as slaves. La'olam Behem Tavodu, La'amali. So why does he say La'olam Behem Tavodu? That's Lechova. That's the come teaching Lechova. And Rabbi Shmuel, so what does he do from the words? What does he do from the Olam Hem Tavodu? He says, Bahem Velo Bachechem. The Olam Hem Tavodu teaches me that only them, that doesn't teach me an obligation, and that teaches me that you can keep in perpetuity these as slaves for these Goyim. Velo Bachechem, but not an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri cannot be in perpetuity. Rabbi Kiva says, Achechem is safer the Kronavka. There's already an Achechem at the end of the Pasuk. It says, Ubachechem ben Israel, Ish Bachib, Lo Sir Debo Beperech. So therefore, the Olam Hem Tavodu would be extra, because it already tells me that I can't keep a Jew forever. So all of the vote was extra to give me an obligation to keep the Eved Kanani. It can't be Eved Kanani, so right. So Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel says, I did exiv ba'achechem, at the end of the pasuk says, ba'achechem b'nei Yisrael, lo tir debo beforech. That just teaches that we're not supposed to work our, that the chiddush is already there. The chiddush is there, you're not supposed to work the Eved Ivri too hard. So then the extra words are not, that's the chiddush, and there's no, so you don't learn anything out from any extra words. So ksiv nami behem tavodu, the chatani bei rishmal, the chatani bei rishmal, kol parashas shonema v'nishnis, kol nishnis ela b'shvil davish nischad nishba. Okay. Next, now we finish that halacha, and then we go into some more gata. Amar Rav Chizda, the sagata I don't believe is politically correct. Amar Rav Chizda, which means nothing. Amar Rav Chizda, znusa bevesa ki kari l'shum shema. Znus in the house is as devastating as, I believe, a worm in sesame. And it just eats away.
A sesame plant.
What?
A
worm.
A worm in...
A sesame plant. Oh. That it just eats away at the plant. Just, and the znus also destroys the house. Sorry?
Good morning.
The Amar Rabbi Chizda, Tukva Bebesa, anger in the house, Kikari L'shum Shema. The same thing also. It's as corrosive, as you said the word. It's as corrosive to as worms in the sesame plant. It's called Kois, Kolmen, Gehen, Sholtimbo. The whole entire Gerasar Ban talks about that. You know, we lose control and how bad that is. So Gemara says, and here's the point, Edi v'Edi v'Etasa. Both these statements are talking about when the woman has nus, or when the woman gets angry. Aval begavra les lumba. But when it comes to the man, les lumba, I guess, means that, this Ben Yehuda points out, it's not as corrosive. It's still, you violate an Isser, you're still not allowed to have an extramarital affair, you're still not allowed to get anger, but it doesn't violate, doesn't destroy the house as much, because the woman is the Akaris Habayis. She's the one that in those days, the man was not in the house, the woman was in the house, so she does it, that has more of an impact on the household than if the absentee husband does it.
Whatever. A license?
Not a license. Right? Ben Yehuda says, it's a license for you to do an Aveira knowing that it won't have as bad an impact on your house, but you're still doing an Aveira and you get punished for it. Yeah. Right, so that if that's enough for you to go do it, then that's the most important thing, then there's okay. Next. The Amr of Chizda. Rav Chizda says as follows, Batchila originally, Kodim Shechata Yisrael, before Bnei Yisrael did Aveiras Barayas, Haisha Shechina Shora Kol Echa V'Echa, the Shechina was in everyone, by everyone, in their house. Shene Amar, because the pasuk says, "Ki Hashem lekechem mishalech bekerem machanecham." I'm in the midst. Kevin shechatu. Once they sin, nistalka shchina mehem. The shchina didn't come into the house. Shnei Amar, because at the end of the pasuk, "V'lo yeh bircha eros dava v'shov meyacharecha." So I guess if you don't do sin, the shchina's with you. Then if you do eros dava, then shov meyacharecha, he'll remove himself. What? Yeah, he left. Yep. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. Everyone does even one mitzvah in this world. That mitzvah goes in front of him and calls out and is machris for him. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, right, it's the tzidkus of a person and the zechuyos go before him. The kola over avera achas ba'olam hazeh, and whoever violates or commits an avera in this world, milafto, I think it means that it's clings to him, or it's tied to him. If it doesn't machmir, it ties to him, right? Milafto v'olechas on liyom adin, to get his punishment, shenemar, the pasuk says by sinners in Eov, yilaftu orchos darkom, yahalu b'tohu v'yovetu. It will grab onto him, and it'll go up with him, and he'll be lost in tow. So the mitzvos are announced, and the sins cling to you. Rabbi Lezer says that when you do an avera, k'shurabo kekelev, it's tied to you like a dog. Shneamar, this is by Yosef, who refused to sin with Eishes Potiphar. He says, v'lo shama ele l'shachev etzla liyos ima. He didn't listen to her to lie down with her and to be with her. So l'shachev etzla ba'olam hazeh, liyos ima l'olam haba. The sin has impact in this world and in the next. Okay, now we go back into halachic discussion. So again, on Daf Beis, the Gemara made a diak for the Mishnah that an Eid Echad would be believed by a Sota, would be believed after Kinoi, after Stira, the Eid Echad would be believed about Tumah. And then it would end the process. She would usher to her husband. Eish Kohen would have Truma. After divorce her, there's no May Sota to check. Sota, again, the concept of Sota is only by Sota Safik. So Gevadai doesn't drink anything. So we learned it out there. It says the Eid Ein Ba, and we said Eidus was two. Eid normally means two. The Eid Ein Ba, and therefore the two witnesses aren't there, but there is one witness, and it says that she's Aser. V'hilo Nitzvasa. So Tanan Hasam. We have a Mishnah over there. Over there is on Daf Lamed Aleph, where it says over there, Eid Echad Amar Anira Isu Shenitme'ea. One witness comes and says, I saw that she was Mitame after Kino Mistira. Neman, he's believed. And she's not, she doesn't drink because she's vada nitma. Shahaya badin, really, you would have thought not to believe him. Without the Torah giving us the skiddush of the Eid Ein Ba, we would have thought not to believe the Eid Echad. Right? Because my Eidus HaRishona, the Eidus HaRishona, which is the Eidus of the Stira. My Eidus HaRishona, which is the Eidus HaStira,
which is two.
She'ein Osrata Isr Olam. That doesn't make her Usr forever. That just starts the process. If I say, right, if I have the Eidus on the Stira, right, that causes her to be checked. She could come off free, right? Nevertheless, Einam is Kayemes B'Pachach Shnayim requires two Eidim. Eidus Hachrona, the Eidus of Tuma, which is Osrasa Yisra Olam, if you have Eidus of Tuma, that means she's done, she's out, they have to get divorced, right? Eino Din, Shul Deskayim B'Pachach Shnayim, so you would think Eino Kal Chomer should also be with two. It's having a more stringent impact. It's asking her for Yisra Olam. So therefore, Tamil Loma, the Pasuk says, V'Eid Ein Ba, which means ela kol sheyishba. Eidus means there's eight, but there's no two, but there's one. One is enough. That's a gzeir sakasav. So the Gemara says, okay, so let's learn it the other way around. Now let's learn the kavah chomer back the other way. Now that I know the Torah tells me that you only need one witness for the tumah, which creates an isra olam, let's say you only need one witness for the stira, which doesn't create an isra olam. He says, be kavah chomer eidus rishona. Eidus rishona. Ma eidus achrona sheosrata isra olam. Miskayemis made echad, it's special made echad, and that has a very, very more stringent legal impact. Eidus harishona she'eno srata yisr olam eino din she'tiskayim be'eid echad. So Talmud Lomar, no, you can't learn it out because you need two witnesses. Here, there's the chiddush, because of the one sufficient. Talmud Lomar, why? It says by divorcing a woman because you found, you know, you want to divorce her. It says, v'kiyach ish bala v'hai ibo timsa chayim be'inav kimatza ba ervas davar. Right, ulahalon, and by Dina Mamos it says, right, apishnayim edim apish losh edim yakum davar. Zayr shava of davar. Ma davar amar lalon by Mamon means two witnesses or minimum two witnesses. Right, ma davar amar lalon apishnayim edim afkan. So to by Raios in this case of edus tira apishnayim. You need two witnesses. So you need two eyes. So why do you need one by the edus of the tumah? That's the zayrus apostle. That's the out. The norm is two, and it's taking out the norm. You need the zayrus hakasa to say one. Prestige, but then he said you needed two for some. For you also learned that from Sukkim.
Right, so I'm saying that there is another
sheet
that says even.
Yeah, we had sheetahs all over. There was one sheetah that's. It wasn't in our Mishnah though. Well, it's according to our Mishnah. The Gemara is according to our Mishnah. That was in the Brisa. The Mishnah had both. It was Rabbi Lezer saying Makanala Pishnayim, and Rabbi Shua says Makanala Pishnayim. There was a sheet that brought down the Brisa, yes, that said that you can do that. You do one. Okay. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Ha mikimatsa by eros davar nafka. The idea that the Eid Echad is believed by Stira, the fact that Eid Echad is not believed by Stira, we're learning out from the Gezeirah Shavah of Davar Davar, I thought we learned it out, it says Ein Ba Nafka, which is Ba Velo B'Kinoe, Ba Velo B'Stira B'Bailei. Right, then we learned out from yesterday by saying it says Ein Eid Ba, so Ein Ba, Eid Echad only works by the Tumah, Ba, but not by Kinoe and not by Stira, not by this Davar Davar Gezeirah Shavah. So the Gemara says, all right, Ein Echanami Kama, you're right. It's Talmud Lomar, Ba, so has where it says, Hakinami ka Amar. Right, usually it was said, Tamil Omer, Ba, below Bikino, below Bistira. Aye, so what does the Xavier Sub of Dover Dover do? So, Vetuma Ba'alma below Kinoi, below Stira. So, why don't we say Tuma Ba'alma without Kinoi, without Stira? Not to separate the regular, there's Kinoi and Stira here. So, what if you had Tuma without Kinoi and Stira? Our Eid Echad is believed because you already had Kinoi Vistira because you had the Raglayim Adavar. What about a guy comes out of the blue and says, I saw your wife have relations with so-and-so. That's an Eid Echad. So Tumah Ba'alma below Kinoi below Stira, the Lo Mehem and Eid Echad. There we say an Eid Echad is not believed. We null on, how do we know that? Namar Khan, it says by the Din of Arayas, Kimatza by Eretz Davar, but Namal Halal, Pishnaim Eidim, Pishnosh, Eidim, Yochim Davar, Ma Davar, Amar Lahalon, Eidim Shnaim, Af Khan, Eidim Shnaim. So everything, all testimonies learned out Davar, Davar. By Sota, we learn everything out differently because you have this Raglayim Adavar, you have all these other instances. Raglayim Adavar allows the Eid Echad B'Tumah, but Ein Ba says even though one Eid is enough for Tumah, it's not sufficient for Kinoi Estira because Ba below Kinoi, Ba below Estira. Okay, we'll stop here. I'm going to have a fabulous day.